Right, we are up to Mishnah Ches, Perakei Mishnah Ches. Chitchoi Chulios L'Rochmoi. Okay, it's a new picture. Instead of cutting it vertically, we're now going to be cutting
horizontally.
Ah, so what's the halacha? So we already really learned this. We learned this already once before, that the bottom four, the bottom part, has four tvachim. It's tevel. Let's see. Chitchulis tvachim. Pachos me'arba tvachim. If it's less than four tvachim, the halacha is.
Chitchulis means the
compartments. The compartments have been cut less than four tvachim. So pachos me'arba tvachim. Less than four tvachim tahar. Let's see here the Rav. The Rav says, "Chilchulis l'rochbei k'mo k'mo shechotich shefayferes shalkana." Like you cut a tube. Okay, pachos me'arba im yesh b'chulia pachos me'arba tvachim ubav mivtan or gadol v'lek or ruba tar. If they have in one section, it seems to say that each section is independent. If you have in one section pachos more than less than four tvachim ubav mivtan or gadol, and this section has cut from a larger oven v'lek or ruba. So you don't have a majority. The leka ruba. You don't have a majority. The leka ruba tahar. It's tar. Avul ika. So, like in this picture,
it's a two thing.
So here, the entire oven is, let's say, is 4, 8, 12. Is a little bit less than 12. Let's say it's 11. It's 11, or let's say it's 11. So each one is going to be 3 and a third. 3 and a third. So each section that you have is less than four tvachim, and in addition, it's not roif, and it's not roif.
Oh,
so let's see. Ubami tana gadol v'lek ruba tar. Avul ika arba tvachim tamei. Let's say you have a section that's four tvachim tamei. Af al gav the havei miut. Like in this case. Here we have the picture. We have over here. So we have kol hachulios tahara shehein b'cholach asher taner. Each section is tahar. Because you don't have a neat section, you don't have a neat section for tvachim. Im nishara chulio bas poto, you have a section that's for tvachim, hilavada taneya. If you have a section that's for tvachim taneya, arafiluhi miut minatana shibitrila, even if it's a neat. So here we have a section, the middle section is tamei, it's for tvachim, even though this for tvachim is a minority of the entire height of the oven. Because the whole oven is altogether 11, let's say in this example. So 11, 4 is less than, if 5.5 would be half. So 4 is less than 5.5, so it's tar. Okay. Tlek rubav aval iko rub arutvachim tamei af al gav da havi miyod. Next. Marchoi betit. What does that mean, Rav? Marchoi betit boy hese ketan chodesh. Ah. So marcho means to heat it. So it says here, Marchoi betit, boy hesek etan chadosh, hirchik mekabel tuma mishia sakeni lilepas boy sufganim. So it says here that you have to do it again. Boy hesek etan chadosh. If you have a new section, and the section is less than four, is four tvachim, even though it's a minority of the entire oven, it's not yet tamei until you heat it for the very first time. Even though this came from the oven, which once upon a time was heated. Okay, so no,
what's this case?
No, he's just coming to saying that now when the oven breaks into different pieces, two different pieces, even though we're going to say there's going to be tumah, there's potential for tumah for one of the sections, because one section is four tvachim, the tumah is not activated, or the potential, the susceptibility for tumah, does not become active until we heat it for the very first time. It has to be ignited.
Even though
it was used for many years, you have to do it at least one more time, because ain't a daimer when you reheat a new. It's now in a new configuration. It's a new configuration. It has to be reset. It's like reboot the computer. When you reboot the computer, you gotta go press all buttons. You gotta go to press admin, enter the password. You gotta go through all the steps in order for it to become active. case you change up, so that's the chiddush. So marochay betit, this new section that is broken off from the larger oven, which is four tefachim, even though it's not a majority, is susceptible to tumah. But you first must heat it. Marochay means to heat. With marochay betit, tit is. Marachim, you have to smear it. So now, Marachim means to smear it.
Maybe it means because he smeared it. Maybe because he did a new smearing.
No, I think it means you're right. You have the new hesek, correct? Right. The hesek also is mechazik the tit. So Marachim the tit, is a merachim. Merachim, you have to smear with cement, and then the kabbalum. I mean, shiasigu kedid lafis sufganim, and then you have to heat it to the degree where you could heat a. Donuts, like we learned before, that the shear is mekabel tumah.
Now it's mekabel tumah. Once you heat it up, it's mekabel tumah mishia.
You just can't look at the left as by sufganim.
As long as you heated it up in order to make
donuts. Okay.
Donuts,
right? Here chik emenu es atzela. New case. Let's say you remove the tzela. V'nasan chol oitzer. Now, what does this mean? Well, let's take a look at over here. The Rav. What is the Rav? What's the case? Hirchik. We have a picture over here. Here's the picture. Okay. Hirchik. Again, was it filled? V'nasan chol oitzer ben taim. You have an oven. Mile chol oitzer ben atzel latanu al yidekach atanu machzik eschemoi. Bona atzelo sav atanu murchok mimenu. So here we're trying to repair it. This oven, you see, it's broken into three parts. So each part is less than four tahar. So each section of this oven is tahar. Now you want to repair the oven. How do you repair the oven? You scrape off the insulation, and in between the insulation and the oven, you fill it up with sand. Sand or tsuror pebbles, bain time. So hirchik minu esatzela, I peel off the insulation, and in between the insulation, I insert spray foam. I insert sand or tsuror bain time. So what is the halacha? In this case, Chazal said, hanida v'hatahira oifos bo v'chutar. In this case, it's the oven is tahar, and this type of oven, a nida is the woman who's tmeya, the hatahira, a person who's tahar, they can both bake in this oven, and the tahar does not become contaminated.
And it will continue to be tahar.
Correct.
Meaning that it doesn't become tummy.
Teflon oven. It does not, tumah does not stick. Tumah does not stick to the oven. Let's see a little bit of Rav. The layer. Tibul means it's tafel. The tafel, the what's subordinate. Shaltit shasa loy chibur l'taner el rochok menu. It's no longer attached there, but it's been distanced. You've peeled it off. Then a tibul shaltit shasa the layer of insulation that you made loy chibur is no longer attached to the oven el rochok menu. V'nasan chol etzar and you put sand or pebbles bein hatzela l'tan between the insulation and the oven. The ali de kachatan the kaim chem v'vayfenbar, and through this the tana retains its seal. You could bake. So what's the lohanidiv atar if it's both the loy chashiva tefela tibul tana? We no longer consider the tefela to be attached to the oven. It's no longer considered to be attached to the oven. Kevan shehim b'urheges mimenu, and the meila v'utar she'ed mekabel toma. A neila, a person whose tar can hit the bread that touches the oven does not, even though the nida came along and touched the oven, and under normal circumstance when nida makes kind of the oven, oven becomes tummy. And now when I put my bread on the oven, my bread should become tummy.
Yeah, I don't understand this whole thing. This thing is tahar anyway because it's in three pieces anyway.
Right, but you would think that now by peeling off the insulation and putting in between it sand, utzar, that's called a repair. And now the oven, once again, mikanu habas mekabel tumah. Maybe this is a valid repair of the oven.
Then why isn't it a valid repair? What's wrong?
Because it's still too weak. It's not considered a professional way to repair an oven. Because if you have sand, you just pull the insulation, you put sand, loose sand and pebbles. Come on, that's a yeshivish job. That's not a professional repair. You call someone to whatever to fix up your house, and they do a shvach ma'isa. The value of your house is not going to go up; will go down. This is not professional. So meila hanidav atar oifer spovu hu tar nitzar sheil mekabel tuma. Okay, that's the ganze mishnah. So let's take the ganze mishnah. Mishnah ches chitchoy chulios lirochvay. I cut the oven horizontally. For each section is less than four tefachim. The halach is tar. The halach is each section is tar. We learned over here in the Rav that even if the section is a majority, only if it's not a majority, right? That's what's in the Rav. The Rav says, "Shem yesh v'chol yom pachus me'ar b'tefachim u'bo mitana gadol d'leka ruba avlikar b'tefachim tamei." Okay, the leka ruba, it's less than ruba, because we learned in the previous mission that you have roiv that was machlekes. That indeed was machlekes between Tanakhama and that I think was the first mission of the Perek. It's going back. We're going backwards. It's a Chazarish theme.
It's good.
Okay, we go all the way back to. No, that was the previous Perek. Too far. Here it is, right here it is. Machlekes. Tanu tchilas arba ushiyor arba. According to the Tanakhama, even if it breaks, you must have a majority. In both sections, you have the majority. What happens if the whole oven, to begin with, is only seven tefachim? So, and then you have now you have a section that breaks into two parts, and the part that's broken is less than four tefachim, but it's more than the original. It's more than the majority of the original oven. So, it breaks up. You have an oven that's seven, and it breaks up into let's say you start with seven, and you now have 3 3/4. Three and a quarter. So the one that's 3 3/4, according to the Tanakhama, is Tahar. Why? But the 3 3/4 is the majority of the original oven. It doesn't matter. Just because it's the majority of the original oven, it's not Mekabel Tum. It has to at least be 4 Tvachim. Who disagreed? The Chum disagreed. Who said that? Stiver Meir. The Chum is saying, we're in Begadol. Begadol means a real oven needs 4 Tvachim. Bekatan, because the toy oven, you don't need Techilas Kolsh, even the smallest amount. Ushiyarov, now we're dealing with a regular oven, he comes to disagree with Tanakhama, Rubai. If you start off with an oven, that's going to be, that's the Chachamim. The Chum says, if you start off with an oven that's seven, and now it breaks into two parts, one part is 3 3/4, one part is 3 1/4, the part that's 3 1/4 is tahar because it's less than 4 tvachim and it's a neat. But the part that's 3 3/4 is tamei, even though it's less than 4 tvachim because it is a roiv. So here, we're coming back to that zel machlekes. So here, according to Simandi Omar, Baruch Hashem, all these pictures we've gone through, okay. So Tanj, so here is Zalbazach. If it's less than 4 tefachim, the rule is it is tahar, like the sheet of every mayor. This is going like the sheet of every mayor. Now you have a part let's say you have a part of the oven that is. So what is Merchabit going back on? If you smear with cement, the kabel tom mishiyasakenu. So which case is going on? Pachos me'abah imiyesh b'chol yipachos me'abah tefachim bo mitano godlo udlo rubo tor avul iko tefachim tamei. If you have 4 tefachim, it's tamei fine. Af al gadlo havimiyet merchay betit. Hirkev chulios zo. So he explains what the case is. Hirkev chulios zo.
Al-Gav
Zoh, Merchon, V'nasetana kibitchila, so it's not one of the sections. Okay, very important, he explains. Merchon betit means I have this oven, here's this oven, 1, 2, 3. Each section is less than 4 tvachim. Each section is tar. The oven is in ganzen tar because you don't have an oven that's if 4 sections. But now I want to repair it. So you want to repair it in a professional way, how do you do so? You smear it with new cement,
right,
and then you relight it. you put fire in sun, you light it in order to heat up sufganim, and then now mikan laba, this has been professionally repaired, and mikan laba is mekabel tuma. But if I don't repair it by smearing with cement, instead I repair it in a yeshivish way by peeling off the insulation and putting in between the insulation sand or pebbles, then it's not mekabel tuma, because that's not called a significant repair of the oven.
Right.
In this case, we said
Hanida
v'atara
ifosbo
v'hu tahar. Good, clear.
Yeah, but we didn't mention anything about the three-quarter and what happened to that. He said something about that.
No, that going back to the old machlokes. That's not the main part of this machlokes. He just said over here that
that's going according.
Rab Meir. So this lachar is going according to Rab Meir. The mishnah is chitra b'chul to the rach b'bachas meir b'tzachim less than four tzachim, it's tar.
Even if
a meir. You need four no matter what, even if it's the majority. And it came from a tanugadl, so you don't have here roiv, tar. Oh, so maybe you're right. Maybe you're going to mayor. Maybe you're right. Maybe you are going, because he says over here, the Rav says, He's not getting into the machlekes. He's just saying a very simple case where you have an oven and your oven breaks between pieces, and each piece is less than four tefachim, and each piece that you have is less than the majority. According to that situation, everyone agrees. There's no machlekes. Everyone agrees the oven, that section is tar. That's an old machlekes. The reason why we're giving this introduction is now to discuss how to repair an oven so that once again it can be susceptible to tuma. So now, the oven is now tar. It's tar, because it's less than four tefachim, and each piece is less than the majority. Tar. Now is really where the Mishnah really wants to begin, until you new chidush, new yisoides. Now, meircha betit, I now want to smear with cement in order to repair it, in order that it should be susceptible to tumah mikan l'haba, mikabel tumah mishisakein, you have to reheat it to the degree of heating of sufganim, mikabel mishisakein, kedei l'yafas besufganim. Herechik, mivenu esatel, until you repair in the yeshiva shkwe, where you pull away the insulation. V'nosan cholo tzuar bein tayim, b'ze amru. Nope, that oven is tar. If it needed to touch the oven is tar. So now when you, the tar, come along and put your bread in the oven, your bread is tar.
Why does the Mishnah say that?
I don't know. There obviously there must be some lusa. There must be a little lusa. There must be some... There must be some depth. I don't know what the answer is. B'zeh amru hanidivat ha'ifosbo v'hu tarin is tar. Okay, next mission. Mission the test. Tanashba m'chutuch mi'beis uman v'asa bo limudim. Okay, now what in the world does this mean? Do you have any pictures? No pictures. Let's see. Tanashba m'chutuch k'sha'asoch uman dafim dafim k'dei l'chava mi'yachad alidei miskoros. What are miskoros? Rings?
It's a crown, no?
I think of it means rings. Here's the picture. Here it is. There's a picture. See that?
I told you it wouldn't let you down.
Tanu shabam chutach v'yasulman v'yasul limudim. It's made from limudim in these seated sections. Limudim. Mecharim es chelke atanur. Halimudim. It's made dafim. Ketana, you see the boards? The vertical boards. And when you put the rings, the limudim are rings. A limud is a miskeres. Mechavim es chel ketanu, halimudim asuim tit echeres. These limudim made from cement. Okay? Tit echeres. Ve'ein le masigim la'atzmam. And they do not rak hesek atanu mechazkam. They're not lit by themselves. Hesek atanu mechazkam. They have not been hardened on their own. These rings were never hardened on their own. They never were put in a kiln, in a furnace, to harden. The first time these rings are going to be hardened is when the oven is going to be heated up. When heat up the oven for the very first time, that's what's going to cause these rings to become. They're soft. These rings, when it comes in the kit. You go by UPS, FedEx delivers a new oven. Oven has boards, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all these boards. You stand them up, and then the instruction, first take the big ring, and you slide it down. Then you take the middle size ring, you slide it down. And then you take the third ring, you slide it down. Big, medium, small, Goldilocks, right? And now, the rings are soft, they're not hard. How will it become hard? It becomes hard, put the oven on.
Get those sufganim going.
That's what it says. Let's take a look at Nachum Olderav. The woman made davin dafim dafim and bore to the chabram yachad like they miskaroi. So hein zirim. These are zirim, which are wings, shakur, which you called circulish. We have this, he says, barrels of wine.
That's what the Rav's time.
What we call zirim and miskaros, and he gave a word tsirkilish, three different words. He's giving for the worldly mudimia. How often do you have a Rav that gives you three words? Three different translations of the word, it's all the same thing for the seven, and this is what the Tana calls limudin. Okay, three words for limudin. The nasna love hutar, nasna love hutar nitma, liachash nasna love halimudim, vayatana tar mitchila, lefiyah shahayu dafim dafim, lohayu mukhubar, chazar lios mekabel tomo. Ali de halimudim halalu shemachavim oisah, which join it together. And now he doesn't say anything about heating of the oven. He just says unisanon olav hutar liachar shenisanon olav halimudim. After you put around the oven the limudim v'hoya hatanu tar mitchilasai. Originally it was tar lufi shoyu dafim dafim lohayim mechuber v'chaz aliyas mekabel tuma. It's now susceptible tuma ide halimudim halalu shemachavim oisah. So it seems like
you don't even have to heat them up. That's what it says. Let's see what it says over here.
Okay, so that's all it says. It says over here the oven comes from the base umen in pieces, and you don't have to do anything. That's what it seems to say. It comes in pieces, and you put the rings, and now we're ready to go. It doesn't say anything about heating up. And if until now it was tar, now nitma. Meaning that when it came from the shop, it was tar, because when it came from the shop, it came in pieces. And now it's susceptible for tumah. The silik es limudin, but let's say you take off the limudim tar. Rav, silik es limudim, v'nisparku hadafim, zemize ein l'chan netis g'dil mizo. Let's say you take off the limudim, you pull off these limudim, and now all the dafim fall apart, the oven collapses.
Yeah.
That's tar. The oven is tar. Why is it tar? Because that's called netitsa. Ein l'chan netis g'dil mizo. That's called demolishing. Even if now you'll go and you'll put the wood one a second time, here's a very chiddush. Unbelievable chiddush. The limudim can only make the oven susceptible to tumah for the very first time. When you buy the oven and it comes in the kit and you put the limudim on for the very first time, it's now susceptible to tumah. If I take off the rings and the oven collapses and then I put it back together exactly the way it was originally, it doesn't matter. It's never mekabel tumah mikan l'haba.
Once you took off those rings, it's over.
So, but the first time it's tumah and mikan l'haba. That's a tremendous chiddush. Why should that be so? That's what it says.
You got me.
Okay, let's see over here. What is over here in the Ikar Mefarsh? Maybe he explains. Ein Rav Ubir Perusha Bitsum. We explain this Perusha Bitsum. I have tried to show Perush Boy from Acher. Mezel Shani Mishum Shacha Sheshtam Ishboy. Im Yasu Hach Yishukim Yisperk. We have Shashuv Lechavin Yach Adaf Yatanur Kibatila. Ah. Vishadu Sadikim Ben Adafim. Mibimrich Tit Al Sligimani. So he says, he explains. See, Taka explains. What's the lamnis? Because you can never put it back together again the same way. The nature of the oven is that when you take apart the rings and it collapses, even when you put it back together, it's not the same. There will always be cracks in between. That's the nature. We're not familiar with the nature of the oven. When you put it, let's say, oh, he has a long parish in the bottom. Let's take a look at what's in the bottom. It's in the bench. Mishosh yusakataner. Oh. So it says over here, let's go. Also, the daf limudim mechob misachel katan, limudim asum tit, a cheres. Then the mastik latim rak hesse katan mechzikam. Okay, let's see. Mishosh yusa katan. Oh. You have to eat up the oven.
You do have to eat.
That's what it says. It's what he says. Who is he probably saying it from? The Mefarshim, the Ravid.
No.
The Ravid.
What?
The Ravid doesn't say Roth. next edition. From the time he had the oven, then the limudim, the rings, strand in the oven, imo, umachazikimo so, when it's chabru chelok of yachtav, and the parts become hard together, yachshav atanam mechabotom of im liyasr halimudim mimenu tar sharehu kimosha nishbar, as it broke. Afilum yachshav itin alof asimudim adayim hutar, even if you reassembled exactly the way it was originally, it's tar. Kimitil gishos halimudim mitit rach. So here he's saying a different pshat. But I told you, he's always even before no shot here. So what's the lamdas? Ki mitchila kishos snud mi titrach vesich latanor neskasha ha tit v'nestabek latanor v'chibun yofa. Since these limudim were soft, and now became hard. But now, I will also shall limudim kvar neskashu shuvenim neskabim yofa. Hard. It's already hard. Because I already heat up the oven once, and these limudim became very hard.
Oh, they're harder. Yeah.
And now I pull them off. I push them
right,
off.
They're hard rings now.
And now I put them back on. It's not. Avlachshav shalimudim kavan shuv edim shami yofa. Rutana. Beim chamer sachelak. It's not going to put the piece back together and go put together. On them daibekach sheyidbak haslimudim petit latanor. It's enough to attach the limudim with tit cement latanor. Kadei lechaber ve'enet sach shuv. Wait, what's thing over here? On them daibekach. Shiyadik as a limudim betit.
No,
it's sufficient.
Yeah.
Shiyadik. Maybe this is negative. Let's read right to more in the Mishnah. Let's take a look more in the Mishnah. Okay, let's see. Okay, nitma. The silik as a limudov. Let's say you remove the limudov. Tar. Hechzirun loy.
Yeah. You put them back on. Tar.
Doesn't make a difference. But. Merichal. If you smear it, the tit, then the kabel tumba.
You smear the sides. Yeah, no more rings.
No, with the rings. It means with the rings. Tit chay chunot nuke. That's 4 and 14. That's the next mission. That's Mishnah Yud. No, so if after you put the rings on a second time.
Oh, you mean you're putting the rings back on also?
And now
on top of that, you're doing
the tit. Then mekabel tomavi einoit sarach lahasti kenu, and now when you eat, you don't have to such shekvar husuk.
You don't have to heat it up.
Yeah, that's what it says. It's already heated. Let's see what it says here in the Rabbah. I'll explain. Merchay betit. Okay, let's see. Silik. Let's go back all the way from the beginning. Silik has to. Let's say you take off the rings. The spark of the atom that means ain lochan nitizik don mizov nitratana. The yafal pi shech sulali mudim pam shniyo. Even though you put the rings on a second time, it doesn't make a difference. Shuv ain the kabel tuma shena limudim mevim loyas atuma. The limudim is now brings the tuma ela bapamarish shina. Only time the limudim, the rings are going to bring tuma to the tanner is the very first time. Bilvat kishabam mechutach when it came broken to pieces. Is mi beis woman, but let's say meruchay betit l'taner zeh she'ain halimudim mevim lo yatoma. You now added cement to the reassembled oven after you put the limudim back on. You reassemble the daven and you put on the rings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tamei al yidei merichas satit. It now becomes tamei through the. You don't need to reheat it. Kasher kol tanurim shein mekabel tuma ad sheyasikein.
Until you heat up the oven.
While you think shukavargu sakapam rishoina. It was once upon. It was already heated once upon a time.
We say in the Mishnah before this one that we had it seared that you.
Yeah, but there
you had to heat it up.
But there you didn't have limudim. That's the difference.
What'd you have?
In this case, you just knew tit.
Just tit without the
limudim. So then you have to reheat it. But in this case,
did you have both of them?
Since you already, yeah, right. Be'av limudim plus tit. Lefi yishakar usadbam rishon. Yishakar b'chutach mi'beis uman. So now, we want to say, letaner zeh, she'ein halimudim mevim lo yasatoma. She'ein halimudim mevim lo yasatoma. Tame ayidei merichas atit. Ve'ein tzach lasiko kashor kol tanurim she'ein mekablam toma. When it came, let's see the picture more clear.
Did we read this
here? We didn't read the whole thing. We didn't say Avil. Afilum Yachsav Itin Lovas Limudim Adayin Hutar. Okay, the oven, let's go from the very beginning. The oven starts off. It says here that you must heat the oven for the very first time. The very first time the oven comes from the Beis Sumun, you have to assemble the dafim, and you have to put on the rings, and you have to heat it. When it's chabru chalaka v'yachta, the piece become attached. V'ach shvatanim bekabel tumah. V'miyos v'limudim mimenu tar. If you then take off the limudim, the rings then becomes tar.
I didn't say that in the Mishnah because that we've been saying that all along.
No.
You have to heat it up in order it gets to sufganion.
Right. For the very first time, you attach the pieces, you put on the limudim, and you heat it up. Yeah. So it says very clearly. Now the Achshav Tanim Kabel Tumah. Now it's tumah. The Yim Yasser Halimudim. You take off the rings.
Tar.
Mimenu Tar. Sharei Hu Kemoshen Nishbar. Now, Afilu Im Yachzor. V'itin Olaf Halimudim Adayin Hu Tar. Kimetchilu Kishasas Halimudim Mitidrach. What's the lumness? Originally, you made the Limudim from wet cement. The Limudim was soft. The Hesik is Atanu. When you hit the heat of the oven, the Skasha Hatit
got strong.
V'nitz Dabek Latanu, and the Limudim were attached to the oven. V'chibu Yofa. Now that it's already hard, and you take it apart and you pull them off, shuv einam ischab yofel l'taner. Now when I put it on a second time, it's not going to, and you break apart the oven, it's not going to be a chib because it's already too late. It already was heated once. Since now it's you're recycling it, it's not going to do the good. Einam ischab eschelkav. Omdam, what could you do if you want to repair it? Dai bekach shiad bekas halimudim betit l'taner. Attach the limudim with tit latanur, kedei lechaber v'ein oitzach shuv lasikai lefisha tit misayel the limudim lechaber satanur v'alimudim at, because now the tit it helps limudim lechaber esatanur v'alimudim atzmam kvar chazakim dayam, the limudim already are strong enough lefisha neskashu behesek rishon. That's what the Mishnah means. You don't have to go and heat it again. Al pi ravid toras kahanim shmini parashches perik vav siftal chasidavil kelim berabam berav v'teres shol. In other words, this Mishnah is very complicated, and he's telling us this according to the pshat of all the information. Los chazirav. What do you mean to say? Here we go. I think I got it. Here we go. Tanur. You made limudim. What are the limudim? The limudim are wet. And the oven is new. The nice molav hutar nitma. But he's adding into the Mishnah many perushim. What else did you do? It's not enough just to put the limudim on the oven. It goes without saying that you also must heat the oven. Okay, so what I do. I took the oven home. I assembled the pieces. I put on the limudim, and the limudim was soft.
Put the oven on.
Put it on. So now the limudim become hard, rock hard. Now the silikas limudov. Let's say I go now and I take a screwdriver and I push off the limudim, and the oven collapses. The oven is tar. Let's say I go and I take all the pieces back together and I put the limudim back on top. You put it back on top. Tar. Doesn't matter. Why? Because there's nothing you can possibly do now to harden the limudim, because since they already were hardened once,
that's it.
So if I go and I put tit around the rings, that's equivalent to putting on new limudim that are soft and heating up the oven.
Yeah.
Taking old limudim and using tit is an artificial way to make it equivalent to putting on soft limudim and heating up the oven. Then it's mekabel tumah. In this case, since already the oven was already hardened, the dafim already hardened, and it's made in pieces, and I put it with rings, and the rings are going to be attached with tit, that is enough. You don't need to go and actually leave anymore. It's already been heated. Klar? Yeah? No, one more time. Chazov. Tanish, when you brought mechutach from the Shul, you made limudim, you bought it in pieces, dafim. And the asa bo limudim, and you also made for it rings. And if you nice the molav, and you put upon it, and it was tar until now,
nitma.
But what do you have to make a tameh? You have to heat it up. That's what it says. That's what he says. You must heat it up, because now when you heat it up, the limudim harden. Let's say I take apart the limudim tar, so the oven collapsed.
Right.
Let's say I try to reassemble it. Because when you reassemble it, even if you heat up the oven, when you reassemble it, it's still going to be loose. It's going to be cracked because the limudim are already hardened. Something. But what can you do to make the oven tar? But if I smear the limudim with tit, that's what he is, and the limudim are being smeared with tit. That's the insight.
These things
are being smeared with tit, then the kabel toma. It's already heated.
Right.
All right, two mishnayos. Okay, we'll stop here. Up to Mishnah Yud. Yud and Yud Aleph.
Okay.
Two more mishnayos until we finish Parakeh.
Bishop. Yeah, sure.